good afternoon.
Becoming a Christian is a spiritual birth.
基督徒都是从灵生的。
John wrote that those who believe on Jesus become children of God.
约翰写道,归在耶稣名下都成为神的儿女。
Jesus said, you must be born again.
耶稣说,你必须重生。
And just as with any physical birth, we expect growth and maturity to follow a spiritual birth.
如同肉体的生命, 我们的属灵生命也期待能生长发育。
I believe that what is possibly the very first letter written in the New Testament has this purpose in mind.
David 牧师相信在新约第一封书信里也有这样的目的及意图。
How can we mature and grow in Christ?
那么人怎样才能在基督里面长大成熟呢?
The first believers were almost exclusively Jews.
早期信徒几乎都是犹太人。
They were centered in Jerusalem and the surrounding countryside of Judea.
他们住在耶路撒冷以及犹大周围的乡村里面。
The church grew, but did not spread much.
那是教会在当时虽然不断壮大，却没有向外扩散。
Then a great persecution arose against the church.
不久以后，教会就遭遇到大的逼迫。
Believers were scattered.
信徒们被分散到各处。
They no longer had the care of the apostles who had been in Jerusalem.
他们失去了曾住在耶路撒冷的使徒们的照顾。
The leading elder of the church in Jerusalem was moved by the Holy Spirit to write a letter to those scattered believers.
在耶路撒冷教会中做管理的长老们受圣灵的感动，就写信给分散在各处的信徒们。
He apparently had a pastoral concern for these Jewish brothers in Christ.
虽然他对那些在基督里的犹太信徒怀着牧者般的关怀。
He wanted them to mature in Christ and grow in the love of God.
他要他们在基督里都成熟，在神的爱里面都长进。
That elder was James, the half-brother of Jesus.
这个长老就是雅各，耶稣同母异父的兄弟。
The letter which he wrote is the letter which bears his name.
他所写这封信的内容，正如他名字的含义一样。
The persecution which had begun with the stoning of Stephen stopped when Saul became a follower of Jesus.
这场逼迫是从斯提凡的殉道开始，直到扫罗成为耶稣的追随者为止。
But troubles in life did not stop.
但是信徒人生中的困难却未结束。
The persecution would have caused some of those continuing troubles.
这场逼迫也引发了一些随之而来的持久的试炼。
Other troubles are just a result of our need to mature in Jesus.
另一些试炼则是由在主里的属灵增长所引起的。
But because of the persecution, it was appropriate that James began with addressing this problem.
但正因为那场逼迫，使徒雅各在一开始就提到了这个问题，写得恰如其分。
How should we respond to the trials which come into our lives?
那就是，那么当我们在人生中遇到试炼的时候，我们应该怎样回应呢？
How should we help one another respond to these trials?
我们应该如何帮助其他人做出正确的回应呢？
We find an answer to these questions in James chapter 1, verses 2 to 12.
我们可以在雅各书1章2到12节中可以找到答案。
James gives four general exhortations in regard to trials in life.
在这，雅各给出了四个关于试炼的嘱托。
First, rightly evaluate the experience of trials, verses 2 to 4.
第一点就是说，对所经历的试炼有一个正确的评价，就是经文第2到第4节。
Second, request wisdom from God to respond to trials, verses 5 to 8.
就是第二点，就是经文5到8节中所说的，求神赐智慧来回应所遇见的试炼。
Third, glory in one's spiritual position, despite the economic conditions which might result in trials.
第三点就是经文到第9到11节里面，定睛在属灵的荣耀地位里，即使在试炼中损失钱财，也不在乎。
Fourth, look toward the reward which comes after persevering through trials, verse 12.
第4点就是，这也与忍受试炼之后会得着的赏赐。
When James wrote about trials, he was referring to the difficult circumstances of life in which we find ourselves.
当雅各写到试炼这个词时，他指的是在我们生命中所面临的困难处境。
It may have come from persecution, but perhaps not.
这些处境或他可能来自于逼迫，也可能不是。
In these first dozen verses, he's not talking about our response to temptations to sin.
在开头几节经文里面，他并没有谈到我们对列出罪的试探的回应。
He will deal with that later.
他稍后他会讲到这里的。
But trials may tempt us to make sinful responses.
但试炼也可能会诱使人做出罪恶的回应。
The word trial basically refers to an experiment, an attempt at something or the proving of something.
试炼这个词基本上是指对某些东西的试验、体验或者证明。
When the intent of a trial is positive, it's a test to prove that something is good.
当试炼目的是积极正面时，它就是一项证明某样东西是好的测试。
Sometimes we test a chair before we sit down.
比如有时我们在坐在椅子上以前呢，先要测试一下这个椅子。
We're not trying to break the chair.
在这我们不会是要把这个椅子弄坏掉。
We want to assure ourselves that the chair will hold us safely.
在这我们只想确认这把椅子是否结实。
A trial is therefore in itself not something bad.
所以说试炼本身并不是坏的。
But it's hard for us to appreciate that.
但有的时候呢，实在让我们无法理解。
The people who received this letter from James faced a variety of trials.
收到雅各书信的人，他们面临不同的试炼。
We also can face many kinds of trials.
同样，今天我们也遇见各样的试炼。
Some face poor health.
一些人面临健康的问题。
Others may face unemployment or a lack of money.
另外一些人可能会面临失业或者钱财的短缺。
Many face conflict with people.
更多的人是面临人际关系上的挣扎。
It could be in the home or at work or in the neighborhood.
有可能是在家庭上或者在公司里面或者在邻舍间。
These are some of the many trials that come upon us.
这些只是临到我们在众多试炼里的一部分。
Our tendency is to look at trials negatively.
我们目前文化潮流往往将试炼当作反面的消极的。
The exhortation of James is therefore surprising.
因此雅各在这里面的规劝就令人有点吃惊了。
Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials.
这他写道，你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐。
This command requires of us that we rightly evaluate our difficult experiences.
这个命令就要求我们正确评价艰难困苦的经历。
God calls us to consider difficult situations as something positive rather than something negative.
神要我们在这思想困境的时候，要将其视作对人有益处的、积极的遭遇，而非消极的。
This does not mean that we should consider trials a happy experience.
但这并不意味着人看试炼为了一种快乐的经历。
To face trials with joy is not referring to an emotional response to difficulties.
喜乐的面对试炼不是是一种情绪上的回应。
Neither is this joy for the trial itself.
也不是对试炼本身感到快乐。
We can consider a trial joy because of what it produces.
我们对试炼有喜乐是因为知道它会产生的益处。
There is a good intent in the trials which are allowed by God.
这也是神允许试炼领导人的一个非常美好的目的。
Normally, people cannot recognize any intent behind the circumstances of life.
通常人不会意识到生活困境中背后的这隐藏的这个目的，真正的目的。
But the believer knows that there is a sovereign and good God.
但作为信徒们，我们应该知道神是至高而美善的。
He never intends circumstances for evil purposes in the lives of his children.
他从不允许含有邪恶的目的遭遇到领导他的儿女身上。
James tells us in verse 3 God's good intents for difficult situations.
雅各在第三节中告诉我们神在人困境中的美好的目的。
First, God allows trials for the testing of your faith.
第一句是神允许试炼成为我们信心的一个试金石。
The only other place in the New Testament where this word occurs is 1 Peter 1 verse 7.
在新约中试验这个词也出现在彼得前书一章第七节经文。
There it means the proof or the genuineness of your faith.
它是指证实人的真正的信心。
It is the positive result of putting one's faith to the test.
这也是在试验一个人信心后产生的一个积极的果效。
Your faith is proven to be true.
这时候呢，你的信心被证明是真的。
When our faith is proven genuine, it encourages us to continue.
一旦一个人信心被证实后以后，我们就获得鼓舞，并不断保持。
It encourages us to stand firm in the faith and to keep going.
使人在正道上站立得更稳，勇往直前。
This is the endurance or perseverance of which James speaks in verse 3.
这就是雅各在第三节中所属的忍耐。
Endurance is not passive patience.
忍耐不是消极的。
It's not just putting up with something.
在这里不是指简单的忍受。
Endurance puts out effort to fight against opposition.
忍耐是指能释放出的力量来征战。
The believer stands firm.
使信徒在真道上站得更稳。
He or she keeps on standing, even when it's difficult.
使信徒能够保持下去，即使周遭环境是不容乐观的。
We are encouraged to do that when our faith is proven true again and again.
当我们的信心被证明以后呢，我们又不断被激励，同时要时常忍耐。
This is the reason why we can view trials with joy.
这就是我们看试炼为喜乐的原因。
When we stand firm, it shows that our faith is true.
当我们能站立得住，就表示有真信心。
It encourages us to keep going.
从而又在促使我们继续保持。
And God does not develop endurance in us simply for its own sake.
神不要人为了忍耐而忍耐。
God works endurance in us for a great purpose.
他有更大旨意在其中。
According to verse 4, he wants us to be mature and complete.
根据第四节经文所写的，他要我们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Mature translates a word which is sometimes translated perfect.
成全完备有时被翻译成完美。
We can understand the words mature and complete in the analogy of biology.
我们可以知道成熟完美从这两个字在生物学上相似之处。
To mature is the normal growth process.
变成成熟是一个非常正常的一个生长过程。
A child, as it gets older, matures.
一个孩子随着年龄增长会变得成熟。
It would be unnatural if a child remained that way.
如果那孩子一直长不大的话，反而就不正常。
Complete points out that everything which should be there is there.
完全这个词表示拥有每一样本就应当有的东西。
I know a man who was born with physical defects.
David 牧师认识一出生就有生理缺陷的人。
As he grew, some parts of his body did not grow.
当他长大的时候呢，他身上一些部分却没有发育。
Other parts were missing.
另外一些肢体呢，逐渐退化。
As a result, as he got older, his body matured, but it was not complete.
所以其结果是，当他年龄越来越大，身体虽成熟，但却不完全。
God wants for us, as his children, both maturity and completeness.
神要他的儿女要成全完备，毫无缺欠。
We should develop into all that we should be.
我们要为本该就有的一切美善而努力。
We should have all that should be there.
我们要拥有一切本属于我们的。
In the end, there should be nothing lacking.
最后，当我们来到神面前的时候，就一无所缺。
Perseverance or endurance is necessary to reach this goal of maturity.
忍耐是达到成全完备的一个必要条件。
The writer of Hebrews challenges his readers to run with perseverance.
希伯来书作者在希伯来书十二章一到三节中挑战读者去存心忍耐。
The context speaks of hindrances and enduring opposition.
上下文也指出会有各样的重担和对罪人顶撞的忍受。
Jesus also told the parable of the four soils.
耶稣在路加福音八章四到十五节讲了四种土壤的比喻。
The fourth soil represented the person who persevered until a crop was produced.
第四种土壤代表一个很久忍耐直到庄稼长成的人。
Peter placed endurance among seven qualities which should be added to our faith.
彼得在彼得后书也列举了需要添加在我们信心上的七样品质。
And these qualities are linked together.
所以这些品质是相互连结的。
Each contributes to the former.
让彼此互相环环相扣。
And each makes the next one possible.
他们要有节制就这样的话。
To self-control, we should add perseverance.
要有节制就需要加上忍耐。
It is important to have self-control, but we must continue to have it.
节制是很重要的，但必须坚持不懈才能得着。
To perseverance, we should add godliness.
要有忍耐就需要加上敬虔。
As we persevere, we demonstrate our trust and expectation of God.
当我们忍耐的时候，就彰显出对神的信心及盼望。
Our commitment to Him grows above all else.
我们对神的承诺高于一切。
That adds then increasing godliness.
这样就会使人越来越虔诚。
Ultimately, the list concludes with love.
最后这一串单子终结于爱。
If we want to grow in our love for one another in Christ, we need perseverance.
如果我们想在耶稣里面操练爱人的心，就需要忍耐。
We need perseverance or endurance so that we will be lacking in nothing.
我们要学习忍耐，这样才能在将来一无所缺。
God allows trials in our lives so that we will grow in endurance.
神允许试炼临到我们，是为使我们在忍耐中长大生量。
Ultimately, we will demonstrate greater love.
最终使我们会彰显出更广阔的爱。
It might appear that James introduces a new topic in verse 5.
雅各似乎在第五节里面提出了一个新的主题。
Many take these verses concerning wisdom out of the context.
许多人把这些经文中提到的求智慧作为雅各书一到十二节的主题。
However, the general topic of trials continues through verse 5.
然而关于试炼整章主题一直延续到第十二节。
There it says, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial."
忍受试探的人是有福的。
And verse 5 is tied to verse 4 by the word lack.
第五节是紧跟着第四节，确切这个词。
The intent behind trials is that we lack nothing.
试炼背后的目的是要人毫无缺欠。
Now if we lack wisdom, we should ask God.
如果我们缺智慧，就应当向神请。
It is important that we understand the meaning of wisdom in this context.
明白智慧在上下文中的意思，这里非常重要。
The strong Hebrew or Jewish background of the letter argue for a Hebraic understanding of wisdom.
这封很有强烈的希伯来犹太背景的书信赞成对智慧这个词的希伯来式的理解。
James in this letter characterizes wisdom from God as being peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial,And sincere. And I'm glad you didn't have to memorize that.
Yeah, I have to write that. 在这雅各书三章十七节中，作者把从神而来智慧表现为和平、温良、柔顺、满有怜悯、多结善果、没有偏见、没有假冒的特征。
This is similar to the wisdom which we find in Proverbs.
在箴言里面也能找到对智慧相似的认识。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Wisdom involves the correct moral response to the circumstances of life.
智慧包括对生活环境正确合宜的道德层面上的回应。
As we face trials, we may know that God's intent is good.
当人面对试炼的时候，我们知道神有美好的旨意。
We may know that He wishes to demonstrate our faith is genuine.
会明白他希望用试炼来彰显人的真信心。
But the challenge is, how do we persevere?
但人的挑战是如何在试炼中忍耐。
The wisdom which God offers generously deals with how we meet trials and how we endure.
神慷慨赐下智慧，可以在人遇见试炼时帮助我们应付试炼和学习忍耐。
God wants us to come to Him and ask for such wisdom.
神要我们来到他面前来求智慧。
He's actually described here as the giving God.
事实上他把神把自己形容成厚赐人的神。
He does so generously and will not correct us for asking.
神非常慷慨的也不斥责人的请求。
It's possible that trials have this secondary purpose.
这或许也是试炼背后的第二个目的。
They drive us to God.
试炼驱使人就靠近神。
He wants us to come to Him.
他要我们来到神的面前。
God wants us to persevere.
神要人学会忍耐。
He wants trials to prove our faith is genuine.
神要用试炼来证明人的真正的信心。
And so He offers wisdom graciously to all who would ask.
因此他用厚赐慧 给他所求的人。
And he tells us to ask.
他告诉我们要来求。
By way of note, I do not believe that this wisdom means knowing the reason for specific trials.
需要表明的是，我 David 牧师不认为这种智慧是指明每个试炼发生的理由。
Wisdom is not primarily facts.
Okay, 这不是他的主要作用。
It is knowing how to live.
他是要人知道如何活在试炼中。
Furthermore, specific reasons for trials may lie hidden in God's purposes.
再者，试炼发生理由也被隐藏在神的旨意当中。
But we already know generally that those trials are to prove our faith.
但我们通常已经知道，试炼是为证实人的信心。
And we know that proven faith is to work perseverance.
我们也知道，被证实证明的信心会产生忍耐。
So what is needed is the wisdom to in living out our faith consistently.
所以我们需要就是用智慧来不断使我们活出真正的信心。
Now God gives wisdom to those who believe and do not doubt.
神赐智慧给相信和不迷惑的人。
Let him ask in faith without any doubting.
就像第六节所说的，凭着信心求，一点不迷惑。
Now this faith has nothing to do with what we believe about ourselves.
若人相信依靠自己，那么这种信心就没有果效了。
This is not a confidence in ourselves that we really want something.
这也不是我们迫切需要想要某样东西而产生的出于自己的信心。
We are called upon in Scripture to trust God.
圣经教导我们要信靠神。
We are warned about trusting ourselves.
我们被告诫不要指望自己。
We are even warned against trusting our own motives.
甚至被警戒，不要相信出于自己的动机。
According to Hebrews 11 verse 6, we must first believe that God exists.
根据希伯来书十一章六节中所说的，我们首先必须相信神的存在。
Then we should believe that He rewards those who seek Him.
然后相信他赏赐那些寻求他的人。
I believe that James commands us to trust that God is sovereign and that God is good.
David 牧师认定，要各教导我们要相信神是至高无上和完美纯良的。
He is in control of the situation, which is our trial.
他在我们的试炼当中掌握全局。
In his goodness, he has a way to persevere through it.
在他的美善里，他只给人一条用忍耐铺就而胜过试炼的路。
He wants us to know that.
他需要我们明白这一点。
Believe that.When we ask him for wisdom.
当人向他求智慧的时候，要坚信神的应许。
The one who doubts God is likened to the waves of the sea that are stirred up by the wind.
对神有疑惑的人就像海里面的波浪一样被风吹得翻腾。
Such a person is full of confusion.
这种人充满了混乱。
They are susceptible to every false idea that comes along.
这种人被错误的观点而左右。
Doubt drives that person and not faith in God.
是疑惑使人在主里没有信心。
Such a person should not expect to receive wisdom from God.
这样的人不要想从神那里得着智慧。
If we doubt God's goodness and His sovereign control, then we doubt that there's an answer for our trial.
若我们怀疑神的美善及至高的掌管，那么我们就不会相信我们遇见试炼其实都有神的旨意在其中。
James describes such a person as double-minded.
雅各把这样的人形容为心怀恶意的人。
That person is unstable in all his ways.
在他一切所行的道路上都没有定见。
This describes an attitude toward God.
这也阐述了对神的态度。
Yes, he will help us. No, he won't.
一会儿想，哦，是的，神会帮助我。
Oh, yes, he can help us. Oh, no, he can't.
一会儿他又想，他神不会帮助的，这样反反复复。
He's of a divided opinion about God.
这种人对神的认识有分歧。
Such an attitude toward God will affect every aspect of a person's life.
这种对神态度将影响一个人生活的方方面面。
He's unstable in all his ways.
他是一个在所行的路上没有定见的人。
It's not just asking for wisdom.
在这不单单是求智慧。
It's not just one's prayer life.
这也不仅仅是一个人的祷告的生活。
Without the conviction of God's sovereignty and goodness, a person's approach to life will be completely unstable.
若不真正相信神的至高和美善，人对自己的生活道路就完全没有定准。
Trials will be frightening.
遇见试炼就害怕。
Instead of perseverance, there will be an increasing sense of hopelessness or panic.
不但不会忍耐，反而不断加重无望感和恐惧感。
Now, being aware of our own weakness is not this double-mindedness.
所以要警醒自己的软弱，不要成为心怀恶意的人。
We can acknowledge weakness.
我们可以认识到自身的软弱。
But we need to focus on God and His greatness and love.
但也要定睛在神本身，他的大能以及他的爱上。
And we choose to trust in that.
并且我们选择信靠。
We affirm our commitment to believe in this area.
我们也确定自己有这方面的承诺。
This is the faith which pleases God.
这便是蒙神喜悦的信心。
And this will strengthen our belief that He will also give wisdom in persevering.
他会坚固我们，使人确信在忍耐中他会赐智慧我们。
The effects of being double-minded are comprehensive.
心怀恶意的结果显示在各方面。
It touches all areas of life.
触及到生活的各领域。
When I detect despair, panic, hopelessness, even depression, then I would do well to examine my understanding of God.
每当我觉察到绝望、慌张、没有希望，甚至抑郁的时候，我会好好的审查一下自己对神的认识。
Do I truly believe in His sovereignty and goodness?
我是否真正的相信他的至高以及美善呢？
Am I truly trusting Him with my life?
我是否在生活里面真正的信靠他呢？
If I am, I can confidently ask God for wisdom in responding to trials.
如果答案是肯定的，那么我们就可以信心十足地向神求智慧。
A widespread problem in the early church was poverty.
早期的教会一个普遍的问题就是贫穷。
We can observe in the book of Acts that there was a significant material need in the church.
在使徒行传里面，我们会注意到教会在物质方面的巨大匮乏。
In Acts 4, sharing among the believers alleviated material need of some.
在使徒行传四章三十二到三十五节中记载的信徒间凡物公用的事件，这样可以缓解一些人的困窘。
In Acts 7, the church cared for the need of widows.
在使徒时代，教会也顾及寡妇的需要。
In Acts 8, persecution scattered the church and probably caused poverty among those who were scattered.
在使徒行传八章四节里面，教会因受逼迫分散而已，也可能使散居各处的信徒生活上日趋穷困。
In Acts 15, the Jerusalem Council charged Paul to remember the poor.
在使徒行传十五章，加拉太书两到二章十节中也提到，在耶路撒冷会议中，众人要保罗负责捐款纪念穷人。
In 1 and 2 Corinthians, we read how Paul arranged a collection for the poor.
在哥林多前后书中，我们也继续读到保罗如何来安排捐给穷人钱财。
Poverty and the difficult conditions it brought were a regular trial to believers.
贫穷以及所带来的困境，对当时的信徒也是经常遇见试炼。
Verses 9 to 11 of James 1 deal with this specific trial.
雅各书第一章九到十一节也描述了一个对具体试炼的应对办法。
A wise response to such trials was to glory in the high spiritual position which all believers have.
对此炼试炼聪明的回应就是定睛在每个信徒都拥有的在属灵上的高位。
Because the believer is in Christ, he is a child of God.
因为信徒在耶稣里是神的儿女。
He has an eternal home waiting for him.
一个永恒的天家已为他们预备好了。
Paul wrote in Ephesians that we have all spiritual blessings in Christ.
保罗在以弗所书中也写道，我们在耶稣里有一切的属灵福气。
The believer should rejoice in these spiritual blessings.
作为信徒应当为这福分而喜乐。
He has true treasure in heaven where none can take it from him.
谁都不能夺走积攒在天上天国的财宝。
This should give us a perspective that helps us endure through the trials related to poverty.
在使生活变得贫困的试炼中，我们持守这样的观点可以帮助我们得着忍耐。
God's wisdom for the trial of poverty is not a scheme to get rich.
在这种试炼中，神的目的不是叫人因为生活试炼而变得富有。
God's wisdom pertains to the attitude we should have in poverty.
而是要人用一个正确态度来面对贫穷。
Do we ever complain if we cannot get ahead materially?
当我们得不到垂手可及的财物，是否会抱怨呢？
We are instructed amidst poverty to glory in our high position in Christ.
我们被教导要在贫穷中得着在耶稣里的荣耀高位。
We should not complain about poverty.
我们不应该哭穷。
To desire riches is dangerous.
一个人渴望财富是非常危险的。
This does not mean that we ignore our condition.
但也不表示我们要忽视生存问题。
We are instructed to work.
我们被教导要做工。
We are told to pray for our daily bread.
我们也被告知要赚钱养活自己。
This is okay.
这没问题。
But God's primary purpose for us is not to make us rich materially.
但神在人身上的首要的目的不是叫人获得物质上的富足。
He wants us to pursue His righteousness.
他要人寻求他的公义。
That includes taking pride in our high spiritual position.
就是在属灵的高位上得着喜乐。
Verses 10 to 11, James turns to the rich man.
在第十到十一节中，雅各的话语展现了富人。
James will later speak against some rich people as if they were not believers.
稍后他在二章六节中，尤其是第五章第一节中，斥责富人。从内容上看，这些人似乎不是信徒。
Here he speaks to the rich Christian as a brother.
但这他讲论是负责基督徒是弟兄。
It's possible that even the rich Christian suffered persecution because of his faith in Christ.
可能当时富裕的基督徒也因信基督而受到了逼迫。
He may have been scorned and ridiculed for adopting Christian values.
或者因为接受基督教价值观而受藐视或者嘲笑。
But riches, even of themselves, test a person.
但财富对人是一种考验。
It is particularly difficult for the rich to turn to Christ.
所以说，富足人要归向神是非常难的。
If the rich do turn to Christ, they should be glad that they were so humbled and no longer deceived by riches.
但如果他们真的归在基督名下，就应当喜乐，因为得着了谦卑，并不再受钱财的迷惑。
The deceit of riches belongs to the weeds and thorns that choke some plants in the parable of the soils.
在马可福音四章十九节中，突然比喻中论到钱财的迷惑，就像荆棘和野草把道路给挤住了。
The rich tend to put their hope and trust in wealth.
富足人将希望和依靠都绑在财富上。
This is dangerous because God will correct His children who do so.
这是非常危险的，因为神的管教会临到他的儿女身上。
Being humbled sufficiently by God is a blessing in which to glory.
只有从神来的丰丰足足的谦卑是通向荣耀的祝福。
The rich need to remember that their lives on earth are short.
富足人应当铭记他们在世上的日子是短暂的。
Their riches are as transient as the grass.
他们的钱财就像草一样，一会儿就会消灭。
Flowers may be beautiful, but their blossoms wilt in the scorching desert winds.
花可能很美，但热风一吹就枯干了。
Time will eventually take riches and the very physical lives of the rich.
时间终将会将富足的钱财和肉体都带走。
Jeremiah 9 verse 23 states the same principle.
在耶利米书九章二十三节中也阐述了同样的道理。
Do not glory in your riches, but that you know God.
不要以拥有财富为荣耀，而要以认识神为荣耀。
Jesus said in the Beatitudes that only by recognizing our spiritual poverty will anyone be blessed.
在马太福音五章三节中，耶稣的八福词中也说到，只有意识到自己在灵里是贫穷的人，才是有福的。
James may have had the Beatitudes in mind as he wrote verse 12.
当雅各在写第十二节时，很可能在他脑海里就出现这八福词。
It is similar to the Beatitudes.
它的内容与马太福音的内容非常相似。
Blessed refers to a joy in knowing the favor of God.
有福是指因认识神的恩惠而深感喜乐。
James is looking back to what he introduced in verses 2 and 3.
在此，雅各又将视线带回第二到第三节。
Trials are intended by God to result in the approval of one's faith.
试炼是出于神，它可以证明人的信心。
We can rejoice when we persevere under trial because we know that we have stood the test.
在忍受试炼的时候，当应当欢喜快乐，因为知道我们胜过了。
As a result of genuine faith, God will reward us.
我们因着真信心会得着神的赏赐。
The reward of which James speaks is called the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
正如雅各所说的，赏赐就是那生命的冠冕，这是神应许给那些爱他之人的。
The crown of life is not eternal life itself.
生命的冠冕不是指永生。
Eternal life is not earned through perseverance.
永生不是通过忍耐而赚来的。
It's not earned at all.
任何行为都不能赚来永生。
It's a gift of God by grace through faith.
它是借着信心，靠着神的恩典白白赐下来。
Nevertheless, the crown of life could be a crown that speaks of eternal life.
不过，生命的冠冕或许也指永生。
Persevering demonstrates the true character of faith.
忍耐彰显了信心所具备的特点。
Those who have persevered show that they are children of God and recipients of eternal life.
那些持守忍耐的人证明了他们是神的儿女，是永生的承受者。
True believers will endure persecution for the sake of Christ.
真信徒会为了耶稣的缘故而忍受逼迫。
Theirs is the kingdom.
天国是他们的。
Their reward in heaven is great.
他们在天上赏赐是大的。
It's a help in trials to look beyond the immediate circumstance.
在经历试炼的时候，使目光越过当前的困境，会助人胜过试炼。
God has much greater purposes for us than a momentary, comfortable life.
看清神在我们身上又大又美的旨意，远比享受暂时的生活之乐更加重要。
God wants us to produce more and more spiritual fruit.
神要人多结果子。
He wants us to be mature.
让我们变得更加成全完备。
Trials are part of God's process to make us mature.
试炼就是神在人身上达到这个目的的一个方法。
Through our response to trials, God affirms in us that our faith is genuine.
通过对试炼的回应，神证明了我们有真信心。
He offers us wisdom to respond correctly.
他也赐智慧给人做出蒙神喜悦的回应。
He produces in us the endurance which keeps us going beyond the present trial to the very end.
他使人产生忍耐，使我们胜过今生的试炼，到达美好的末了。
Ultimately, God wants to crown us with eternal riches.
最终，神要将永生的丰盛赐给我们。
He wants to form us to be like Jesus.
他想要我们有耶稣的样式。
He wants us to have this perspective so that we can count it pure joy when we're facing trials.
并要人持守这种观点，如此我们才能落在百般试炼中，以为大喜乐。
This is spiritual fruit that brings glory to God. And that enriches our own lives.
这正是圣灵的果子，不但荣耀神，也使生命得着丰盛。
Amen.
Amen.